This is CHLY and the FM News Update. A retired sailboat was given a new purpose at Comox Marina Park last week, transformed into a colorful display of locally grown flowers for Canadian Flowers Week. The installation, called Opti in Bloom, was created by Emily Uchuk, owner of Wildflower Mercantile, a flower shop in Comox.
It's an ode to Canadian-grown flowers and all of the beauty and abundance that we can grow right here in the Comox Valley. Everything here is grown in the Comox Valley.
The installation uses a retired Optimus boat, which are small sailboats commonly used to teach children how to sail.
The director of the Comox Bay Sailing Club, which my kids are both in, posted that this Opti boat needed to be rehomed. It was no longer seaworthy. And did anyone have any ideas for it? Like a planter, it was the idea that he threw out there. And I looked up, because I remembered Canadian Flowers Week is usually in August, and I looked up when it was, and it happened to be like 6 days after this message she sent.
She approached the town of Comox immediately about the idea, and the town suggested the location to be in Comox Marina Park.
I'm gonna estimate, like, I had 12 buckets of flowers, plus I'd say like a full, like, four or five more buckets of hydrangeas and boxwood for the sale. But we have hydrangeas, dahlias, zinnias, we have sugar peas, we have sweet peas, we have gladiolas, we have cosmos. There's a lot of variety. But yeah, so there's 12 buckets. So maybe if you average about 12, over 200 stems probably.
Instead of using floral foams, which can introduce microplastics into waterways, Uchuk used chicken wires to hold the flowers in place. Many of the flowers were grown by Uchuk herself, and the others came from other florists.
I am a partner with Project Inclusion, and they're a group of adults and young adults with diverse abilities with the Child Development Association. And they love gardening, and so this year we partnered together, and so they grew all of the beautiful zinnias we see in here, all of the cosmos we see in here, were all grown by them.
Uchuk was present all 7 days last week at the installation to talk to visitors and passerbys.
It was so lovely to have all of the engagement, and then people are sending me pictures with their kiddos with the boat and with their dogs with the boat. Like, it's been so joyful. I think that's another reason why I did this, was just kind of create this little moment of joy, and again, just to be creative for the sake of creative.
Canadian Flowers Week, founded in Toronto in 2018, is an annual week-long campaign to celebrate local seasonal flowers and florists. It promotes a slow flower movement, which encourages consumers to buy locally grown flowers instead of ones that are mass-produced or imported. Uchuk also says that flowers are important for beautifying any community.
And there's so much science-backed research around flowers and your mental health, and having flowers in your home and having flowers in your space. And so I do think it is like a bit of a mental health boost seeing something so like incredibly colorful and gorgeous just on your, you know, on your walk, and you didn't know it was here and you just discovered it. It's such a little moment of joy.
After the installation came down Sunday, Uchuk took the sailboat home with her. But Opti in Bloom may not be the boat's final appearance at the Marina Park. She hopes to repurpose it again for a fall or winter theme installation, giving the Opti another chance to bloom. For CHLY and Dig FM in Comox, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.